This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Hello and welcome to Noise Box. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Noise Box can be found at noisebox.com. Box is spelled with two X's. Isn't it always the way? I think a lot of podcasters, especially those who do freeform type of podcast shows like mine, I've come across the problem where we will sit around and, you know, we'll think to ourselves and we'll have all these really good thought-provoking ideas and we run out the entire show through our head. And then we sit down and actually start recording, can't remember anything, you know. And that's happened to me a lot lately. I have more than one podcast. And whenever I sit down to talk about something specifically, if I haven't taken notes, I sit there and I just go, I've even recorded like, you know, 5 minutes worth of stuff and then just said, forget it and delete it. Simply because I'm dissatisfied with it. And unfortunately, that gives the impression sometimes that I have pod faded, you know, when I really haven't. It's just, how do I put it? It's not that I've pod faded. I want to do the show. I don't know. It's not like I've run out of words to say. I just don't know how to put them in the right order anymore. You know, and that's that's something that's just really, really frustrating, especially lately. I work from home most of the time. I am contracted to be part of I'm contracted to a company, and part of the group that I'm in, they've given us laptops to work with. And the building that we work in doesn't have like assigned seating or anything like that. So it's one of those deals where, you know, you show up and if there's a space, you sit there. I don't know if that makes sense to a lot of people, but luckily, the building isn't at, you know, like full capacity so that there's usually some place to sit. In fact, my group usually sits in the same spot, you know, the same spots, the same area without having any problem. Nobody has ever, I shouldn't say that. There was one time where they was like giving out free hamburgers or something like that. I don't know. But there were absolutely no seats anywhere, you know. Even people who I've walked past their desk, and these are people who have assigned desks, I've walked past and I've never, ever seen them there. They were there, and it's just like, wow, this is weird. In fact, it was so crowded that I actually said, you know what, I just told the group leader, I'm going to work from home today. There's nowhere to sit. After a while, they was like, hey, you know what, if you need to stay home, you can just stay home, because we do most of our meetings over conference call. You know, that is just a long way to say that for the most part, I work from home. And because I work from home, things are a lot less rigid, you know. There are certain times that I start. There's a certain lunch time that I take every day. There's a quitting time that I have every day, you know. Although the quitting time gets a little fluid, because if I'm working on something, for right now, I've been writing a lot of VB scripts, right, to do server administration. Windows Server Administration. And if I'm close to something,
There have been times when I've worked on a scrim till 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, but I'm doing it from my couch, or I'll take the laptop and I'll lay in bed and I'll work on it, but because my life is like that, where I'm mostly working from home and I'm doing a lot of thinking. And when I think, I pace. I'm doing a lot of pacing. I try to have something on in the background, so I may be watching TV or listening or having a movie on or listening to a podcast. I kind of restrict podcast listening to either in the car or while I'm at work, And I know a lot of people can't really. They don't understand how I can do that. They think I'm just goofing off when actually, I'm relaxing part of my mind so another part can work. I don't know if that really makes sense. It's like when you have music on in the background while you're trying to study. There are some people who need it to be very quiet. I can't really sit there. I shouldn't say that. It depends on the music. If I'm writing PHP code, because I had to do that for the last project that I was working on, I got most of the productive work done while listening to Terry Collier songs or listening to the Terry Collier Pandora station. But if I try to do anything else, Terry Collier just doesn't seem to click, but I usually have stuff on in the background. So I've been watching a lot of movies, a lot of TV, but I'm still getting my work done. So much so, in fact, I had a conference call a few days ago, and my bosses were expecting probably for me to have a few of the scripts done. They weren't expecting like a couple of dozen. It was one of those type of deals. It's one of those things where if you tell me that you, let me put it like this, 9 times out of 10, if you pay me for 40 hours a week, you're going to get more than 40 hours a week, most of the time. If, like my previous employer, you are a dick who likes to fuck over my paycheck, then you're going to get way less than 40 hours. Plus, I hated that job. Anyway, but fuck, this is a horrible show. This is a horrible podcast. Here's some music.
Thank you.
At least the music should be pretty good. What was I trying to say? See, because I've been working from home, I've been sitting around, and there are times when if I don't have something on in the background, my mind starts to wander. If I'm doing dishes, my mind will wander, and I will have these entire podcasts worked out in my head. It doesn't matter what the subject is. I have it all worked out. But when I actually sit down to record it, it just seems to come out flat to me, you know. In fact, the past few podcasts that I've done have been comic book noise podcasts. And quite frankly, I didn't think that any of them were, like, the best episodes, but they were, like, 65-70% of how I wanted them to be. But I needed to put something out because I haven't put anything out in quite a while. And, in fact, this episode, I don't feel very confident with. I don't really necessarily like it. But I want to get something out there. So hopefully the more that I do these, the more I can get back into the swing of things, and the more I can share a good podcast instead of having these great ones going on in my head, you know. And that's but just what's been going on a lot lately. Because I've been doing work and trying to keep part of my brain occupied so that the creative part can try to figure out these issues and problems, which, by the way, works perfectly for me. I haven't been very creative myself, and I've been creating for the company I work for, but I haven't been writing anything. I haven't been recording anything. I haven't been drawing. Oh, I take that back. I did draw one Deliberate Noise cartoon. So if you go to, it used to be Stick Figure Noise. So it was deliberatenoise.com/SFN, all lowercase letters. You can see the latest one. And it's, the worst part is that particular thing that I had drawn is pretty much how I envisioned it, but it's just not very good, you know. You'll see if you take a look at it. But I have like all these ideas, and I just can't get them out because I'm busy working on somebody else's ideas. And when I'm not working on work, then it's like my brain doesn't want to be creative, you know, or it wants to be creative at the wrong time. I have trouble sleeping through the night. Just, I have for years, decades. So I wake up in the middle of the night, go use the bathroom, I lay back down in bed, and then I will just sit there, and the chapters of my book that I'm writing. In fact, I finished it, but it just seemed a little short. There are like 4 chapters that I wanted to add to it. But even though I know what I want to happen, I just can't sit down. I just can't seem to figure out how to sit down and tell them, unless it's like, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm laying there in bed, and all of a sudden, oh yeah, I could do this, I could do that, and then by the time I wake up, I can't remember. You know, I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure I've said this before, maybe not on this podcast, but I know I've said it before. If you guys could only hear the podcast that I have going on in my head, you would love it. I'm serious. You would love it. What's going on in my head just doesn't really seem to come out of my mouth the way that I want it to, you know. I don't know, I guess my brain moves a lot more eloquently than my tongue. Anyway, here's a little bit more music. Now, this has happened to me before. It's sort of like the podcaster's equivalent of writer's block. And I went a long time without putting out anything. I tried like 22, 23 times to record something, and it just never seemed right, so I would just trash it. This is kind of different because I guess that kind of sums it up right there. It's different. It's not exactly writer's block, podcaster's block, you know. I know what I want to say. I just can't say it the right way. This episode is very skippable, by the way. So I'm just going to stop, you know. Stop by the website and you will see a playlist of the songs that were played, because I don't know what I'm going to put on here yet. But it will be... I guarantee you the music will be better than the words. Stop by noisebox.com, box spelled 2 X's. And I hope the next episode is a lot better. I'm